A campaign seeking the release of a Nashville man from prison is flourishing on social media. As WPLN first reported, Matthew Charles was released in early 2016, but a higher court later ruled his sentence reduction was a mistake and ordered him back behind bars. Political voices and constituents from both parties are now asking President Trump to commute his sentence. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
In just a week, more than 50,000 people have signed an online petition seeking the release of Matthew Charles. That campaign has largely been supported by conservative figures, including media outlets like The Washington Review and Fox News.
People who have had no interest in criminal justice issues, who view themselves as tough on crime, have still embraced Matthew Charles as a cause worth fighting for.
Kevin Ring is the president of the advocacy group Families Against Mandatory Minimums. He says Trump's recent pardon recipients, which include political figures and celebrities, have actually strengthened public support for Charles.
They can't identify with Martha Stewart, but they can identify with Matthew Charles.
But it isn't just conservatives speaking out. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff called out the president, saying pardon should be reserved to right injustices like that of Matthew Charles. And on Friday, the New York Times highlighted his case. Charles's lawyers say a formal petition for clemency will be delivered to the president soon. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.